With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Dozens of mushers are coming to Rhinelander this weekend for the return of the Heel Creek Dog Dash. Like many winter events, last year's races were canceled due to lack of snow. WXPR's Katie Thorson talked to one of the race organizers about the impact of it.
With this year's below-average snowfall, getting in training has been difficult for mushers like Nina Baum.
So you have to get creative on your training when there's not a lot of snow.
She's been hooking her dogs up to her fat tire bike and taking them out on old logging roads to get practice in. The lack of snow meant the Wisconsin Trailblazer Sled Dog Club had to cancel one of its races earlier in the season. But with the recent snowfall and cold temps, the club is able to host the Heel Creek Dog Dash this weekend in Rhinelander. Baum is the secretary of the club and one of the main organizers of the race.
I'm feeling very excited. It's awesome to have snow here again. It really feels like winter, and the dogs are really excited to be able to race and get out on the trail as well. And we have such a beautiful venue here at the Northwood Golf Club.
About 60 mushers will be competing over the 2 days. Baum says it's a bit down from past years, which she attributes to the uncertainty around the weather and missing out on a whole year last year. Even still, Baum says it's a good boost for the local economy.
And it draws a lot of people into town, too, because you have all the racers coming into town. So they're booking hotels, they're going out to restaurants, so they're going to the pet stores, whatever they need for supplies. So, it does bring an influx of people into the area, too, in a, slower time of year for us.
The event is free for spectators. Baum says it's very family friendly with the sledding hill near the finish line and a chance for kids to try their hand at dog sledding.
They get to go for 100 yards down the trail, dog sled, and everything will be provided. And it's completely free, so just show up at noon, get in line, and your kid will get to go and do a quick little run and try it out for themselves and maybe get addicted to it like I did.
Races start Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sunday at 9 a.m. Baum recommends getting there earlier than later. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
You can learn more about the Heel Creek Dog Dash and the list of events at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Leaders in the Northland Pines School District were glad to see voters approve additional revenue. Northland Pines received 67% approval for a $5.6 million per year referendum for the next 3 years. Northland Pines Superintendent Scott Foster says the state funding formula does not provide enough funding without additional help from the voters.
Northland Pines School District is considered property rich. However, we're a large geographic district that requires more costs than the state model will give us.
The referendum funding will help to keep the district running.
This money is directly for operations. That includes everything to do with learning, staffing, training, materials, heating and cooling our building. Safety is also always paramount, and costs have risen there.
Foster says the Northland Pines District wants to give students the best chance to succeed.
Their focus is on learning in the classroom and how these dollars can impact all those academic outcomes and prepare students for life.
Voters in the Tomahawk School District also approved a funding referendum Tuesday. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Michigan appeals court has ruled Enbridge Energy's plans to build a tunnel around an aging pipeline that runs beneath the Great Lakes Channel can continue. Enbridge wants to build a protective tunnel around a 4-mile stretch of its Line 5 pipeline along the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, which links Lakes Michigan and Huron. The State Public Service Commission issued permits for the project in December 2023. Several environmental groups and Native American tribes appealed. They argued the commission failed to assess the need to continue operating the pipeline and inadequately analyze the impact of petroleum products' greenhouse gas emissions. The appeals court ruled Wednesday the commission acted reasonably and there's no basis for reversal. Nearly 2 weeks after a car crash in Minocqua, a driver in the accident died. Dead is 69-year-old John W. Huppert of St. Germain. The Minocqua Police Department received a call the morning of Thursday, February 6th, about an accident on Highway 51 north of Huber Lane. Huppert was heading south on Highway 51 when his Subaru Outback crossed the center lane and both northbound traffic lanes. The vehicle hit the side of a Town of Minocqua front end loader, which was plowing the sidewalk. Huppert was transported to the hospital. Police were told Huppert died on February 18th. Minocqua authorities say they believe Hubbard experienced a medical complication which caused him to become unresponsive and crash. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. As Congress continues to threaten deep cuts to the Medicaid program, a new KFF report shows how some of the proposed changes could end coverage for an estimated 20 million people nationwide. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
One idea targets the Medicaid expansion federal match rate. The federal government currently pays 90% of the costs for people covered under what's known as the Medicaid expansion. That extended coverage to nearly all low-income adults. The Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act was enacted to reduce the number of uninsured people nationwide. It provided states with an increased federal match rate to help pay for their health care costs. Liz Williams with KFF explains if states can't afford to pick up the added costs from decreased federal support, the number of uninsured people will dramatically increase, and any gains in financial security and health outcomes associated with the expansion would be reversed.
Medicaid is jointly funded by states and the federal government, so any restrictions in federal Medicaid spending really leaves states with tough choices about how to offset reductions.
She says states have a few options, including increasing state tax revenues, decreasing spending on non-Medicaid services such as education, or decreasing coverage for other groups. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.